The Gemara in Tainus and Daf Yud Gimel says, Amar Rafam ba Papa, Amar Rav Chisa Kol Shu Mishum Avel Kagon Tishabov for Avel Osu Ben Bechamer Ben Betzone. Kol Shu Mishum Tainug Kagon Tainus Tzibur Bechamer Osu Betzone Mutter. And the Gemara says in Psochim, Amar Belazar Osu Lola Odom Shu Yoshit Etzbo B'mayim B'tishabov Kederash Shu Osu Lahoshit Etzbo B'mayim B'yom Kippurim. So we see that there are three different standards, three halachas, as relates to washing and anointing on Tainus Tzibur, Avel, and Tisha B'Av. On a Tainus Tzibur, it's forbidden to wash only if it's called Gufa, Bechamin, in hot water. And Avel is forbidden to wash a filo part, a filo mixos Gufo, in hot water, Bechamin, but kol gufo, his whole body, it's also even in cold water. And Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, it's also even to stick your finger into the water. So just in terms of interpreting these different levels as relates to Isur V'Chitza, that in a Tainus Tzibur, the Isur V'Chitza is to limit your pleasure on a Tainus Tzibur. So therefore, it's only if it's called Gufo Bechamin. And Avel, the purpose of the prohibition of Vechitza is for Kedeshi's Navel, that he should look unkempt. That's Aloch and Avelos. And Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, there's also, the Isu is an Isa Tainus. The part of the Isurei Tainus, like on Yom Kippur, when he is, it's just like Achilas also, so Vechitza is also also. And therefore, even Lahoshit Etzbo is also. However, what needs pshat is the Rambam distinguishes as between the Isa Sicha, between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, the Rambam paskids in Hilchos Shvi'is also, the Ram says in Perek Gimel Halachotes, it's also even Sicha She'ena Shel Tainug. But as relates to Tisha B'Av, he says in Hilchos Taniyos in Perek He, that it's also only if it's a Sicha Shel Tainug. So why as relates to Sicha does he distinguish between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av? And the difference between them is that it would be Mutter, if it's not because he enjoys just the pleasure of the anointing himself, but if he's doing it not for tiny but to eliminate his sweat or foul smell or something like that. So as relates to Sicha, the Rambam equates Tisha B'Av to Avel, and as relates to Rechitza, the Rambam compares it to Yom Kippur, and then a fila lahoshit etzbo b'mayim is also. Why? And why does the distinction distinguish? I mean, the Rambam source is a Yushalmi and Yuma, but just conceptually, what's the difference? So the Rosh said that the Panth the Rambam holds that the Isurei Tisha B'Av fall under the rubric or similar to the lochus of Avel, but the extent of them, in terms of the shear, Ram compared it to Yom Kippur. In other words, that Isur Yom Kippur are different than Isur Tisha B'Av in this respect, that the Isur Yom Kippur, the Ma'aseh Rechitza itself is also not just the pleasure or the consequence of it, because the Rechitza and the other Inuim, and according to the Rambam, are included in the mitzvah of Shvisa of Yom Kippur. According to, as a matter of fact, the Rambam seems that the Inuim are midiraisa, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Yom Kippur and Hilchos Shvisa also. V'chein l'manu p'yashmur she'osu lilchotz bo or losuch bo, and so mitzvah lishbos b'chol eilu k'der she'sofes mechilu v'shtiyu. So on Yom Kippur, it's because it's subsumed under the, because of the Kedushas Hayom, the Maisa Rechitza, and it's included in the Isha Svisa on Yom Kippur. And therefore, it's the Maisa Rechitza, or the Maisa Sicha, that's Asher. But on Tisha B'Av, that's not the case. After all, there's no Kedushas Hayom on Tisha B'Av. But the Isurei Rechitza and Sicha, they're because of the Tainug, the pleasure that they bring, and that's like by Avelis. And also that he should look unkempt, that the halach, she should minabel atzmo, the nivel, and therefore he can't benefit or have pleasure from these pleasurable things, from these tanigim. So even though the in Tisha B'Av, we in certain respects the Isurei that the Tisha B'Av, the Isurei, the Chitz and so on are not like Yom Kippur, because it's not the Ma'aseh V'Chitza. It's on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av it's for the Nivel. On Yom Kippur, because of the mitzvah shvisa, so of not doing melacha on Yom Kippur, so it's parts. It's on Yom Kippur. It's the ma'aseh v'chitza, but the Rambam thinks that as relates to the shir, how much that he does identify Tisha B'Av to Yom Kippur, and therefore sicha and v'chitza that are also on Tisha B'Av, the shir that's also is unlike Yom Kippur. But with the condition that it's a locha of nivel and tainug, and not just for the maisa rechitz itself, and therefore the Ram distinguishes between sicha, which is she'enu shel tainug, to rechitza she'enu shel tainug, because sicha she'enu shel tainug is fundamentally different from sicha shel tainug, because if a person will avoid being anointing himself, not for the purpose of tainug, that will not in any way affect it in terms of the nivel, you know, the way he looks, and therefore the sicha, this kind of sicha, is not also neither on Avel or Tisha B'Av, as opposed to a chitza, that if a person avoids washing even part of his body and even with cold water, of course that will affect, you know, his appearance, his nivel. And in other words, even part of it, washing part of his body, it enhances his appearance. It takes away some of the dirt. Except in terms of the shir, they won't machmas so much by avel to asa in terms of the shir of how much, and therefore we can say that the rechitza is that's osi yom kippur. In terms of this year, so therefore we ask that also as relates to Tisha B'Av. Because the shir doesn't fundamentally change the nature of the maisa. It's only a matter of the amount, whether it's kol gufo or and so on. And therefore, as it relates to that, we compare Tisha B'Av in terms of the shir to Yom Kippur. Because they were machmer to comparing the amount Tisha B'Av in terms of how much you're allowed to wash to Yom Kippur. However, as relates, as long as it relates to the nivel of the person, Masha Enkein, that is not the case as relates to sicha, that sicha, if it's not if it's shicha shein shel tainug, so while it is a maisa shicha, and if it's also on Yom Kippur, but as it relates to Tisha B'Av, it doesn't in any way affect the nivel, and the fantishibov is mutter.